I would like to go on to the Word.
Så vil jeg gerne
And there is a PowerPoint presentation.
Der kommer en PowerPoint presentation.
And as you see there, I've asked Ida to actually create something.
Som du kan se, har jeg bedt Ida om at skabe noget.
So I could not take you all of you down to the potter's house.
Jeg kunne nemlig ikke tage jer alle sammen med ned til pottermagerens hus.
So I took the potter's house up to you.
Så derfor har jeg taget pottermagerens hus herhen til jer.
That you may look how actually somebody can work at the clay to make something pretty out of it.
Så I kan se, hvordan nogen faktisk kan arbejde med det her lær for at lave noget smukt ud af det.
So the subject of today is the hands of God.
Så dagens emne er Guds hænder.
We have chosen as a leader group to speak about the characteristic of God during the 3 months we are in.
Som lederskab har vi valgt i de her 3 måneder at snakke om Guds karaktertræk.
So I would like to share the hands of God with you.
Så i dag vil jeg dele noget om Guds hænder.
So as we think about the hands of God, there are several words that we're going to be on.
Så når vi tænker på Guds hænder, så er der forskellige ting, der vil komme op.
We can speak about God as the leader.
Vi kan snakke om Gud som leder.
God is leading us with the hand.
Gud leder os med sin hånd.
God is comforting us with his hands.
Gud trøster os med sine hænder.
God is doing many things with his hands for us.
Gud gør mange ting for os med sine hænder.
He's protecting us.
Han beskytter os.
Try to think what the hands of God means for you personally.
Prøv at tænke på, hvad Guds hænder betyder for dig personligt.
The hands of God reaching out to a dying humanity.
Guds hænder rækker ud til den døende menneskehed.
Okay?
Okay.
Now think about one thing.
Tænk på én ting.
You've been created without hands.
Tænk på, hvis du var blevet skabt uden hænder.
Every human being without hands.
Alle mennesker uden hænder.
How would you feel, René, to play trumpet?
Hvordan ville du så spille trompet?
Difficult, eh?
Det ville nok være lidt svært.
How would you write, Marie, you are on your computer?
Hvordan ville du skrive på din computer, Marie?
How would you play on the keyboard?
Hvordan vil du spille på klaveret?
I don't want to hear it.
Det vil jeg ikke høre.
So that gives you the possibility of the hands.
Så de her hænder, de giver nogle muligheder.
The fact that you begin to think about the limitation if you did not have them.
Så begynd at tænke på de begrænsninger, du ville have, hvis du ikke havde hænder.
Makes it even more real, the fact that you have them.
Så bliver det endnu bedre, det at man har dem.
And we don't even think about it, we just use them.
Vi tænker ikke på det normalt, vi bruger dem bare.
If the police has to arrest someone, one of the first things they're going to do,
hvis politiet kommer for at arrestere nogen,
it's to prevent the person from using the hands.
Så er noget af det første, de vil gøre, er at forhindre personen i at bruge deres hænder.
So they're going to put handcuff in the back of the...
Så får de håndjern på.
So you can't do much like this.
Man kan ikke gøre meget sådan her.
Can you scratch my nose, please? It's kind of irritating. So we go, as we speak about the hands of God, I would like us to center over three aspects.
Så når vi taler om Guds hænder, så skal vi se på tre aspekter.
I'm not saying it's just that. I'm just saying I've chosen these three aspects.
Jeg siger ikke, at det kun er de tre ting, men det er de tre ting, jeg har valgt.
And I would like to speak about the hand of God, God the provider.
Jeg vil gerne tale om Guds hånd som forsørgeren.
And I would like to speak about the hand of God as the leader.
Jeg vil gerne tale om Guds hånd som den der leder.
And I would like to speak about the hands of God as God who is perfecting you, modeling you.
Og så vil jeg snakke om Guds hånd som den hånd der fuldender dig.
And then we're going to see what does it mean for our life in Jesus Christ for every single point.
Og så skal vi se hvad det betyder i vores liv på alle de her punkter.
Have you ever considered the goodness of God?
Har du nogensinde tænkt på Guds godhed?
God provision.
Guds forsørgelse.
Not just for the righteous, but also for the unrighteous.
Ikke bare for de retfærdige, men for alle.
Could you do that?
Kan I gøre det?
He makes the sun shine over the righteous and over the unrighteous.
Han lader solen skinne på de retfærdige og alle de andre.
He gives life, he provides life to the righteous and to the unrighteous.
Han giver liv til de hellige og dem, som ikke er det.
The hands of God.
Guds hænder.
I would like to speak about the hands of God as a sign of agreement, a sign of covenant.
Jeg vil tale om Guds hænder som et tegn på enighed og et tegn på en pagt.
I don't know how you do in Denmark, but in France we used to shake hands.
Jeg ved ikke hvordan I gør i Danmark, men i Frankrig der, ja.
As a sign of as a sign of agreement, as a sign of covenant.
Som et tegn på enighed og et tegn på en
pagt. Do you still do you do that also here? Yes.
Gør det også her.
So God does that also. He takes covenant with his people.
Gud gør også det, han laver en pagt med sit folk.
And you know that God when God says something.
Og når Gud siger noget.
This is so exciting about God. I mean, I'm beginning really to be excited.
Meget begejstrende om Gud, og jeg er blevet helt vildt begejstret.
Because when God is saying something that he's going to do with his word.
Fordi når Gud siger noget, som han vil gøre med sit ord.
Because he cannot swear by anything greater, he has to swear by himself.
Fordi han ikke kunne sværge ved noget højere, så må han sværge ved sig selv.
You see, you and I, when we want to assure someone that we really mean what we are saying.
Fordi dig og mig, hvis vi virkelig skal overbevise nogen om, at vi mener, hvad vi siger.
We are swearing about something that is above ourselves.
Så sværger vi ved noget, der er højere end os selv.
But God can't do that.
Men det kan Gud ikke gøre.
So he swears by himself.
Så han må sværge ved sig selv.
We find that in Hebrews 6:13.
I Hebræerne 6:13.
We begin with Abraham.
Så starter det med Abraham.
For when God made promise to Abraham, since he could swear by none greater than himself, he swore by himself.
Da Gud han gav et løfte til Abraham, så siden han ikke havde noget større navn at svære ved, så måtte han svære ved sig selv.
And we find that in Genesis 15, when God is taking a covenant of provision to Abraham.
Og det finder vi i 1. Mosebog 15, når Gud han laver en pagt om forsørgelse med
so
Abraham.
Genesis 15 is really interesting.
Så 1. Mosebog 15 er meget interessant.
Because in that time in Israel, when you had to take a covenant with someone.
Fordi på det tidspunkt i Israel, når man skulle lave en pagt med nogen.
You were taking an animal.
Så tog man et dyr.
And you were cutting it just right in the middle.
Og man skar den lige på den rigtige måde i midten.
And then you were making a putting down an house here and putting down an house here.
Og så lagde man halvdelen her og halvdelen her.
And I had to take enter into a covenant with you.
Og hvis det så var os, der skulle lave en pagt.
And then the animal were here.
Og dyrene var der.
And then we were saying what we were engaging ourselves to.
Og så ville vi sige, hvad det var, som vi lavede pagt omkring.
And then we both were walking through.
Og så gik vi begge to igennem mellem dyrene.
And we were sealed by the blood of the animals.
Og så ville det være forseglet ved dyrenes blod.
But in Genesis 15, God is the only one to go through.
Men i 1. Mosebog 15 er det kun Gud, der går igennem.
You see, the covenant you're in with God.
For den pagt, som du er i med Gud.
Does not depend on you. It rests on God.
Den har nemlig ikke noget med dig at gøre. Den er ikke afhængig af dig.
It is him who gave his son.
Det er afhængig af Gud. Det var ham, der gav sin søn.
It is by the blood of Jesus Christ that you are saved.
Det er ved Jesu Kristi blod, at du er frelst.
It does not rest on you.
Det har ikke noget at gøre med dig.
So Abraham prepared the animals.
Så Abraham forberedte dyrene.
And he waited for God to show up.
Og så ventede han for Gud til at komme.
And God waited for Abraham to fall asleep.
Og Gud ventede på, at Abraham skulle falde i søvn.
And they both waited.
Og de ventede begge to.
And guess what?
Og hvad tror jeg så, der skete?
God is the most patient.
Gud er den mest tålmodige.
So he won.
Så han vandt.
Abraham fell asleep.
Abraham faldt i søvn.
And God was the only one to take on the covenant.
Og så var Gud den eneste, der lavede pakten her.
It means it was a non-conditional covenant.
Det betyder, at det var en ubetinget pagt.
God did not want to take the risk that the covenant would not stand because of the word of one man.
Gud ville ikke risikere, at pakten den skulle blive ligesom ugyldiggjort på grund af mennesker.
So God takes on the provision and says, I'm taking up the covenant with you, I will provide.
Så Gud han tager ansvar for, at han vil sørge for os. Han tager ansvar for den her pagt.
And you know that later on, Abraham is the first one to call God Jehovah Jireh.
Og så senere så er Abraham den første, der kalder Gud for Jehovah Jireh.
It means God my provider.
Det betyder Gud min forsørger.
God my provider.
Gud min forsørger.
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
Is God Jehovah Jireh for you?
Han er Gud Jehovah Jireh for dig.
Is God really your provider?
Er Gud virkelig din forsørger?
You know in Genesis 22 when Abraham is about to sacrifice his son.
I 1. Mosebog 22, når Abraham skal lige til at ofre sin søn.
And God gives him a ram instead.
Og så giver Gud ham en vædder i stedet for.
And that's where Abraham is saying, God, you are my Jehovah Jireh.
Og det er der hvor Abraham siger, Gud, du er min Jehovah Jireh.
God, you are the one to provide for the sacrifices.
Gud, du er den som sørger for det her offer.
God is the provider.
Gud er forsørgeren.
And the promise he gave to Abraham.
Og det løfte han gav til Abraham.
Is fulfilled with the people of Israel.
det fuldstændig gjorde han med de her Israels folk.
When he took on the people of Israel in the wilderness.
Da han ledte de her Israels folk ud i ørkenen.
In the wilderness, it's very hot during the day and very cold at night.
I ørkenen er det meget varmt om dagen og meget koldt om natten.
And God was their provider.
Og Gud var deres forsørger.
He was the cloud.
Han lod det være som sky.
During the day, he was giving shadow to the people.
Så det var skygge på folket.
And during the night, he was a pillar of fire, giving warmth to
his people. Og om natten, så var han sådan en søjle af ild, der gav varme til sit folk.
God provided them with the bread from heaven.
Og Gud sørgede for, at de fik brød fra himlen.
And when Moses had to explain them what it was, because they picked it up and said, "What is that?"
Og Moses måtte forklare, hvad det var, fordi de samlede op og sagde, "Hvad er det her?"
Manna, what is that?
Manna, hvad er det for noget?
And in the same way, when Jesus came down on earth, they say, "What is that?"
På samme måde, da Jesus kom ned på jorden, så sagde de, "Hvad er det?"
They did not see that Jesus was the bread of life.
De kunne ikke se, at Jesus var livets brød.
Because in Hebrew it says that your father ate of the manna and they died, and Jesus is the bread of life. To which you cannot die from. It's in Hebrew where it says that your father ate of the manna and died.
I Hebræerne står der, jeres forfædre, de spiste af det her manna og så døde de.
And Jesus is the true bread of life.
Men Jesus er det sande livets brød.
And somehow we said manna, they could not see that.
Og det var på en eller anden måde manna, som de ikke kunne se.
The bread of life.
Livets brød.
God the provider.
Gud forsørgeren.
And you know that the provision of God changed as the people of Israel entered into the promised land.
Og den måde, som Gud sørgede for folket, det ændrede sig, da de kom ind i det forjættede land.
We read in Joshua 5:10.
Vi kan læse i Joshua 5:10.
That the manna stopped.
At den her manna, det holdt op med at komme.
It was there for 40 years.
Det var der i 40 år.
How would you like to eat for 40 years the same thing?
Hvordan kunne jeg godt tænke, at jeg spiste det samme i 40 år?
You got to be pretty creative to find way to prepare it.
Så skal man være ret kreativ for at finde nye måder at tilberede det.
Guess what we're gonna eat today?
Oh, hvad tror du, skal jeg spise i dag?
So for 40 years it was there sustaining the people.
Så i 40 år var det derfor, at de.
And then they entered into the land and then it stopped.
Men så kom de ind i det her land, og så stoppede det.
And they began to experiment the fruit of the country God wanted to give them.
Så begyndte de at opleve frugten i det her land, som Gud havde givet dem.
A new way of providing.
En ny måde at forsørge.
And in Jesus for us. Sir. In Jesus for us, we have entered into all the blessing.
Og vi er også kommet ind i al den her velsignelse.
We have entered into a better covenant.
Vi er kommet ind i en bedre pagt.
It says that in Galatians that the pagans, the heathens,
i Galaterne står der, at hedningerne,
that you and I, we have entered into the promises of Abraham.
At du og jeg, vi er kommet ind i de løfter, som var til Abraham.
And if you read Ephesians, the first chapter, it says in him.
Og hvis du læser det første kapitel i Efeserne, så står der, at det er i ham.
In Christ we have received all the promises, all the provision we would ever need.
I Kristus har vi modtaget alle de løfter, som vi nogensinde har brug for.
You see, when you are in the train, you are going when the train is going.
Se, hvis du er inde i et tog, så skal du den vej, som toget skal.
And if you step out of the train,
og hvis du træder ud af toget,
the train might continue, but you don't continue with the train.
Så kan toget godt fortsætte, uden at du er med.
And in the same way, when you are in Christ, you are going straight where Christ goes.
På samme måde, hvis du er i Kristus, så er du på vej samme vej som Kristus.
You are receiving the benefits of the train, the provision of God.
Så får du de velsignelser, som der er ved toget og Guds.
And it is said about the blood of Jesus Christ that provides for anyone, that it speaks better than the blood of Abel.
Og der står også, at Jesu blod, som sørger for os alle sammen, taler bedre end Abels blod.
When Abel was murdered, Abel was an innocent and righteous man.
Da Abel blev myrdet, han var en uskyldig og retfærdig mand.
And God said that the blood of Abel was shouting for righteousness in front of him.
Og Bibelen siger, at Abels blod råbte om retfærdighed.
And today for you and I, the blood of Jesus Christ is shouting for provision in front of God, for righteousness.
Men i dag så er det sådan, at Jesu blod råber til Gud om forsørgelse for os.
It is a non-conditional covenant. It does not depend on you.
den ubetingede pagt afhænger ikke af
dig. Are you glad about that?
Er du ikke glad for det?
You don't need to be good.
Du behøver ikke at være god.
You don't need to do anything.
Du behøver ikke at gøre noget som helst.
The blood of Jesus Christ has provided once for all.
Jesus blod har sørget for jer.
Doesn't it give rest to your soul?
For det er ikke din sjæl til at hvile.
You don't need to wrestle and say, I'm never good enough. No, you're not. Stop worrying about that.
Du behøver ikke at kæmpe og sige, jeg er aldrig god nok. Nej, men det er du ikke. Det behøver du ikke at...
But the blood of Jesus Christ speaks for you.
Men Jesu blod taler for dig.
I would like to use to finish this first point about a personal example.
Jeg vil gerne afslutte det her første point med, et personligt vidnesbyrd.
When I was born, I was born with the sickness that asthma.
Da jeg blev født, så havde jeg den her sygdom, der hedder astma.
And God healed me supernaturally at the age of 8.
Og Gud helbredte mig på overnaturlig vis, da jeg var 8 år.
So I knew that God was real.
Så jeg vidste, at Gud var ægte.
He did several miracles into my family. He healed my sister. She should have died.
Han har gjort flere mirakler i min familie. Han har helbredt min søster, som skulle have været død.
She had a problem with dysfunctional heart and dysfunctional breathing.
Hun havde et dysfunktionelt hjerte og vejrtrækning.
So she should have died 5 days after she was born.
Så hun skulle egentlig have været død 5 dage efter hun blev født.
And God healed her.
Men Gud helbredte hende.
So I knew that God was real.
Så jeg vidste, at Gud var der.
But at the age of 12,
men da jeg var 12 år,
I was together with my dad and my mom and my brother in a car.
Så var jeg sammen med min far, mor og min bror i en bil.
And another car came and crushed our car.
Og en anden bil kom og kørte ind i vores bil.
And my dad died.
Og min far døde.
And I was saying, what God?
Og jeg sagde, hvad Gud?
I know you're real.
Jeg ved, du er der.
So my question is not, God, if you were there, this would not happen.
Så min spørgsmål var ikke, Gud, hvis du var her, så ville det her ikke være sket.
The question is, for me was, God, you are real and you did nothing to prevent that.
Så min spørgsmål var, Gud, du er der, men du gjorde ingenting for at forhindre det her.
I was so angry at God.
Jeg var så vred på Gud.
I was 12 years old and God, you call yourself love and you took my dad away from me.
Jeg var 12 år gammel og sagde, Gud, du siger du kærlighed, og så tog du min far fra mig.
And my brother was behind my dad.
Og min bror sad bag ved min far.
And he was totally broken.
Og han var sådan helt gået i stykker.
I mean the bones of his right arm and the bones of his legs and the bone of his brain, total half was broken.
Hele halvdelen, alle knoglerne her i højre arm og ben var gået i stykker.
He was laying in the bed with machine to make him live and to stand him alive and things like that.
Så han skulle indlægges med maskiner der skulle holde ham i live.
And the doctor said to us.
Og doktoren sagde til os.
He might come alive in a week, in a month, in 10 years, we don't know.
Måske vågner han op sådan om en uge eller om en måned eller om 10 år.
He was in need of machines to sustain his life.
Han havde brug for maskiner for at holde ham i live.
The brain was very much affected.
Hjernen var blevet meget beskadiget.
And they said, your brother, if he comes alive, will never be able to walk, use his hands or even speak correctly.
Og de sagde, hvis din bror nogensinde vågner op, så vil han aldrig kunne gå eller bruge sine hænder eller overhovedet tale ordentligt.
And I have an uncle that he is a pastor and came there and prayed for my brother.
Jeg har en onkel som er pastor, og han kom og bad for min bror.
And my brother began to cry as he was praying for him.
Og min bror begyndte at græde, mens han bad for
ham. And all the doctor came and said, this is a sign that the brain is working.
Og lægerne kom og kiggede og sagde, det er tegn på at hjernen virker.
And they make the check.
Og så lavede de deres prøver.
And they could not find any longer the bones that were in the brain.
Og så kunne de pludselig ikke finde de her brudte knogler, som var.
And they could not understand it.
Ja, det kunne de ikke forstå.
They say, it's kind of a miracle, how you call it?
Det er ligesom et mirakel, eller hvad man kalder det.
And a month after, my brother was totally healed.
Og så en måned efter var min bror fuldstændig helbredt.
And he's got 2 kids today.
Og han har 2 børn i dag.
So everything is working.
Så alt det virker.
I mean, God was providing for us as a family.
Gud han sørgede for os som familie.
And God begins to show his love as a father.
Og Gud begynder at vise din kærlighed som en far.
He did not give me all the answer.
Han har ikke givet mig alle svarene.
But he said to me that we're living in a world that is not under the lordship of God.
Men han sagde til mig, at vi bor i en verden, som ikke er under Guds herredømme.
But even if the world is not under the leadership of God.
Men selvom verden ikke er under Guds lederskab.
God is still with us.
Så er Gud stadig med os.
And God has been with me until that day.
Og Gud har været med mig. One day
I've learned to do some windsurfing. And I had no money to buy a board.
Jeg havde ingen penge for at købe sådan et bræt.
And you know, I remember that day I really wanted a board.
Jeg kan huske den dag, jeg ville så gerne have et bræt.
And we had no money to afford that.
Og jeg havde ingen penge, så vi kunne købe.
And I was in front of a shop.
Og så stod jeg der ved en forretning.
And the manager came out of the shop.
Og ham der stod foran, han kom ud af forretningen.
And he just offered me a 3 months' work.
Og så tilbød han mig 3 måneders arbejde.
And the money I earned with that.
Og de penge jeg tjente der.
Was just enough to buy this board I wanted.
Det var lige nok til at købe det her bræt, som jeg gerne.
I just saved every penny.
Jeg gemte hver eneste øre.
And I could buy the board.
Og så kunne jeg købe det her bræt.
This is, I did not need that for living.
Det havde jeg ikke brug for, bare for at overleve.
But that's the provision of God.
Men det er Guds forsørgelse.
That's the love of God.
Det er Guds kærlighed.
Isn't it exciting?
Er det ikke spændende?
Just a little?
Bare lidt.
So second point.
Så anden del.
The hands of God. As God is providing for you.
Ligesom Gud sørger for dig.
He's also leading you.
Så leder han dig også.
He's leading you by the hand.
Han leder dig ved hånden.
He's just right beside you.
Han er lige ved siden af dig.
You see, you can't lead someone by the hand and be far away.
Du kan ikke lede nogen ved hånden.
He's just right beside you.
Han er lige ved siden af dig.
So when God led the people of Israel in the wilderness,
da Gud ledte Israels folk i ørken her,
they did not want it to enter the promised land. So for 40 years they were turning in the wilderness.
Så ventede de på at komme ind i det her løftede land, så de gik rundt i 40 år.
And that was the judgment of God.
Og det var Guds dom.
But this is really interesting.
Men det her er meget interessant.
Because God was walking with them in the wilderness.
Fordi Gud gik med dem i ørken.
Doesn't it blow your mind?
Er det ikke helt vildt?
God is still with you in the judgment.
Gud er stadigvæk med dig i dommen.
You see, when God judges you, he doesn't just put you aside and say, finish with you.
Når Gud han dømmer dig, så er det ikke bare sådan, han sætter dig til side og
God
siger færdig
walks,
med dig.
God walks with you in the judgment.
Gud går med dommen.
Because he's still interested in the process.
Fordi han er stadigvæk interesseret
because
i den process.
He still believes in you.
Fordi han stadig tror på dig.
Because he still loves you.
Fordi han stadig elsker dig.
And the judgment of God is the grace of God.
Og Guds dom er også Guds nåde.
Because in his judgment, God takes you by the hand and wants to remove the sin of your life.
Fordi i den dom, så tager Gud dig ved hånden, og han vil fjerne den synd fra dit liv.
This is the expression of God's grace.
Det er sådan, som Guds nåde kommer til udtryk.
And God is using circumstances to bring change to your life.
Gud bruger omstændigheder til at bringe forandring i dit liv.
Not that circumstances will change you.
Ikke at omstændighederne selv vil forandre dig.
But God will.
Men Gud vil.
And he brings situation in your life to show you your heart.
Og han tillader situationer i dit liv, for at du kan se dit hjerte.
And he's bringing his word to really sharpen your life.
Og han kommer med sit ord for virkelig at skærpe dit liv.
And bring a change.
Og komme med en forandring.
God is a God of relation.
Gud er en relationel Gud.
In himself, God is a God of relation.
Han er selv en relationel væsen.
The Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, they are together.
Faderen, Søn og Helligånden, de er sammen.
Only one time in history this fellowship was broken.
Der var kun én gang i hele historien, hvor det her fællesskab var brudt.
At the cross when Jesus shouted, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
Det var på korset, da Jesus råbte,
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Which means, my Father, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Som betyder, min Gud, hvorfor har du forladt mig?
The fellowship was broken.
Fællesskabet blev brudt.
For you and I.
For dig og mig.
That's so interesting.
Det er meget spændende.
That God is a God of relation.
At Gud er en relationel Gud.
He could have created robots.
Han kunne godt have skabt nogle robotter.
So he could have just controlled with a remote.
Så kunne han sidde der med fjernbetjening og kontrollere os.
But he did not do that.
Men det gjorde han ikke.
He created you and I.
Han skabte dig og mig.
And he wants to walk and work together with you.
Og han vil vandre og arbejde sammen med dig.
Sometimes we think that I'm a Christian, I've got to follow the will of God.
Nogle gange tænker vi, jeg er kristen, jeg må følge Guds vilje.
Did you know that the will of God is much more broad than what you think?
Ved du godt, at Guds vilje er bredere end det du tror?
Do you know that God really wants to hear your ideas and take them on and bless them?
Ved du godt, at Gud gerne vil høre dine ideer og bringe dem frem og velsigne dem?
Where do I get that from?
Hvor har jeg det fra?
From the book.
Fra bogen.
Who got the idea to build a temple for God?
Hvis idé var det at bygge et tempel for Gud?
God had the idea of having a tent.
Gud havde en idé, at han skulle have et telt.
But David was a friend of God.
Men David, han var Guds
ven. And he said, God, I would like to build a temple for you.
Han sagde, Gud, jeg vil gerne bygge et tempel for dig.
And God said, okay.
Og Gud sagde, okay.
He took the idea.
Han tog ideen.
And he blessed it.
Og han velsignede den.
And he blessed it.
Og han velsignede den.
He was in the temple.
Han var i templet.
His glory was in the temple.
Hans herlighed var i templet.
And when the 12 tribes of Israel asked to take the promised land.
Og da de her 12 stammer af Israel, de kom for at tage det forjættede land.
Just right before the river.
Så lige foran floden her.
Two of the tribes said, actually it's quite pretty here, we would like to establish ourselves here.
Så var der to af stammerne, der sagde, det er ret flot her, jeg tror bare vi bliver her.
And God said, that's not my plan, but if it's what you want, you will have it.
Og sagde Gud, det var egentlig ikke min plan, men hvis det er det, I vil, så kan I godt få det sammen.
Isn't it astonishing?
Er det ikke overraskende?
That the will of God is so broad.
At Guds vilje er så bred.
God wants to, you to be as Christ.
Gud vil gerne have, at du er som Kristus.
And God doesn't want you to sin.
Og Gud vil ikke have, at du synder.
But apart from that,
men ud over det,
you're pretty free to walk with God.
Så er du rimelig fri til at gå med Gud.
God is leading you like that.
Det er sådan, som Gud leder dig.
He is not commanding you. He is walking with you in partnership.
Han befaler dig ikke, men han går sammen med dig i fællesskab.
So God is leading us.
Så Gud leder os.
And then we've got the next point is the finger of God.
Så har vi den sidste del, der er Guds finger.
I would like to speak about the finger of God. Because in the Bible we find several places where the finger of God is mentioned.
Fordi i Bibelen finder vi flere steder, hvor Guds finger er nævnt.
One of the places is in Exodus 8, verse 19.
Et af stederne er i 2. Mosebog.
It's very interesting that when Moses come and perform miracles,
Det er meget interessant, at da Moses kom og skulle lave nogle mirakler.
And when the magician does exactly the same things.
Og så de her troldmænd, de kunne gøre nogle af de samme ting.
There's one point where the magician will acknowledge the finger of God.
Så er der et sted, hvor de her farves troldmænd, de anerkender Guds finger.
They will say, hold on, Pharaoh, this is the finger of God.
De siger, vent lidt, Pharaoh, det her, det er virkelig Guds finger.
The people of Israel were blind, they did not see it.
Og Israels folk, de var blinde, de så det ikke.
Actually, the first to acknowledge that was the magician.
De første, som anerkendte det, det var faktisk de her tryllekunstnere.
They knew the power they were dealing with.
De kendte den kraft, som de havde med at gøre.
The finger of God.
De kunne se, det var Guds finger.
Think about a finger.
Tænk på en finger.
You've got your identity in your finger.
Du har din identitet i din finger.
Because there is this fingerprint.
Fordi der er fingeraftryk.
Speaks about yourself.
Det siger noget om dig selv.
I think actually Anna's finger speaks about his work.
Jeg tror, at Anna's finger siger noget om hans arbejde.
Because it's all dark. And
fordi det er sådan lidt mørkt.
I don't know if it's because he doesn't know how to use soap.
Jeg ved ikke, om det er fordi, han ikke har lært at bruge sæbe.
But it's because he's a mechanician.
Men det er fordi, han er mekaniker.
His finger speaks about himself.
Hans finger siger noget om ham selv.
God's finger speaks about God.
Guds finger.
How did God write down the law, the Ten Commandments?
Hvordan skrev Gud de 10 bud?
It is said with the finger of God.
Så står det var Guds finger.
How did Jesus cast out demons?
Hvordan kastede Jesus dæmoner ud?
It is said with the finger of God.
Så står det var Guds finger.
And in another place it is said by the Spirit of God.
Og et andet sted der står det ved Guds ånd.
So the finger of God is the Spirit of God.
Aha, så Guds finger er Guds ånd.
So God is leading you by his finger.
Så Gud leder dig ved sin finger.
He is leading you by the Spirit.
Han leder dig ved sin ånd.
The Bible says that we are called to walk by faith in the Spirit.
Bibelen siger, at vi er kaldet til at vandre ved tro i ånden.
We are called to pray in the Spirit.
Vi er kaldet til at bede i ånden.
Because we do not know always how to pray, but the Spirit comes to help us and intercede for us.
Fordi vi ved ikke altid, hvad vi skal bede om, men så kommer ånden for at hjælpe os og gå i forbøn for os.
And we worship in the Spirit.
Og så kan vi lovprise i ånden.
Because the true worshipper worship in Spirit and truth.
Fordi sande tilbeder, de tilbeder i sandhed og i ånd.
The finger of God.
Guds finger.
Is the Spirit of God.
Er Guds ånd.
And the Bible said that I've been sealed by the Spirit.
Og Bibelen siger, jeg er blevet forseglet af ånden.
The Spirit that you have in you is the guarantee of your salvation.
Den ånd, som du har i dig, er garantien for din frelse.
It is the provision of your salvation.
Det er forsørgelsen af din frelse.
And the Spirit begins to move you.
Og ånden vil bevæge dig.
And the Spirit begins to lead you.
Og ånden begynder at lede dig.
And the Spirit begins to shape you and change you.
Ånden begynder at forme dig
og forandre
dig.
That's the third point. The hands of God are perfecting you and modeling you.
Og det er det tredje punkt her, at Guds hænder former dig og fuldender dig.
In Jeremiah 18,
Jeremias 18,
it is spoken about the potter's house.
Der står der om pottermagerens hus.
And then God said to Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house.
Og Gud sagde til Jeremias, gå ned til pottermagerens hus.
And see what he is doing.
Og se hvad han gør.
So he does.
Så det gør han.
And he looks.
Og han kigger.
And astonishing.
Og han er overrasket.
Because the vessel that the potter was making.
Fordi den her krukke som pottermagen lavede.
Broke.
Gik i stykker.
And the potter just took all the things in his hand and began to form a new one.
Og pottermagen tog det og begyndte at forme noget nyt.
And out of the clay.
Og ud af det her ler.
Putting it, packing it together again.
Maste det sammen.
To make a new one.
For at lave et nyt.
And that's the work of God in your life and in my life.
Er det Guds ord i dit liv og i mit liv?
Isn't it interesting that God is shaping something?
Er det ikke spændende, at Gud han former noget?
And then it does not work.
Og så virker det ikke.
But what God does is perfect, isn't it?
Men hvad det Gud gør, det er perfekt, er det ikke?
How is that possible that what God is doing doesn't work?
Hvordan er det så muligt, at det Gud gør, ikke kan virke?
The moment God is shaping a vessel for judgment.
Gud han former sådan en kar for dom.
And you repent.
Og du så beder om tilgivelse.
It breaks.
Jamen så går det i stykker.
And God begins to form a vessel for honor.
Og så begynder Gud at forme sådan en kar for ære.
God is transforming, shaping you for honor.
Gud han forandrer dig, og han former dig til hans ære.
And he's willing to take the time that is necessary. He's willing to do it again and again and again.
Og han er villig til at tage den tid, som det kræver. Han er villig til at gøre det igen og igen.
Do you like to do twice the same thing?
Kan I godt lide at gøre det samme to gange?
I mean, maybe we should like ask that to Ida. She's asked to begin all again.
Måske skulle vi spørge Ida, om hun er glad for at skulle starte forfra.
When I was at the army.
Da jeg var i her.
One day, I did my bed quite perfectly.
Så var der en dag, jeg havde redt min seng. Det var rigtig flot.
I was here and the colonel just passed by.
Og jeg stod her, og så ham der, ja, jeg ved ikke hvad.
He looked at my bed, the sergeant, if you
will. Ja, sergeanten, han kom forbi, og han kiggede på min seng.
And he just totally destroyed it.
Og så ødelagde han det fuldstændig.
So, I said nothing, you have to say nothing.
Jeg sagde ikke noget, man må ikke sige noget.
But I was thinking.
Men jeg tænkte.
He went.
Så gik han.
I did my bed again.
Så redte jeg min seng igen.
And I took time.
Og jeg tog mig god tid.
So it was well done.
Så det var rigtig flot gjort.
You know, 10 times the sergeant passed by and destroyed my bed.
10 gange kom sergeanten forbi og ødelagde min seng.
And I can tell you, I was like a...
Jeg kan godt sige dig, jeg var lige ved at eksplodere.
At the end of my service, I went to that sergeant.
Og så da min tid i militæret var færdig, så gik jeg hen til sergeanten her.
And I said to him, what was wrong with my bed?
Og sagde, hvad var der i vejen med min seng?
And he said nothing.
Han sagde ikke noget.
He said, it was right from the beginning.
Den var fint lige fra starten.
What?
Ja.
I was capable of murder at that point.
Og der kunne jeg godt have dræbt.
He says, no, it was just for shaping your character.
Nej, men det var bare for at forme din karakter.
Good example, isn't it?
Good example, isn't it?
So if you think I'm mild, if you think I'm full of grace,
så hvis du tror jeg er mild og jeg bare har så meget barmhjertighed,
if you think I'm wonderful,
og hvis du tror jeg er skøn,
thanks to my wife,
så er det for at jeg er god.
Thanks to the army that shaped the character.
Og så er det også på grund af herren her, som formede min karakter.
Do you see the hand of God that are forming you, shaping you, giving you form?
Kan du se Guds hånd her, som former dig?
You see, God accepts you exactly the way you are.
Gud accepterer dig lige præcis som du er.
But because he loves you, he doesn't leave you like that.
Men fordi han elsker dig, så lader han dig ikke forblive sådan.
He begins to transform you to God, to Jesus likeness.
Han begynder at forandre dig, så du kommer til at ligne Jesus.
He begins a process of transformation.
Han begynder en forandringsproces.
Yeah. And you know that the enemy might come and try to destroy the work of God.
Og måske kommer fjenden og prøver at ødelægge Guds værk.
But God is able to use what the enemy is actually using to destroy you, to not build you up.
Men Gud, han er faktisk i stand til at bruge det, som det som fjenden bruger for at ødelægge dig. Det kan han bruge til at bygge dig op.
I've heard a known preacher said once in his preaching that the devil was the left hand of God.
Jeg hørte engang en prædikant sige, at djævlen var Guds venstre hånd.
And what he meant with that, he was God is above what the devil tries to do.
Og det han mente ved det var, at Gud er over det, som djævlen prøver at gøre.
And he is able to use the things that are made against you to bring you to a place of excellence.
Og han er faktisk i stand til at bruge de ting, som egentlig var tiltænkt mod dig, til at bringe dig til bedre sted.
Because God is shaping with his hand your character.
Fordi Gud, han former din karakter med sin hånd.
You see, the world we're living in acknowledge achievement.
Den her verden, som vi bor i, anerkender præstationer.
And doesn't look so much to the character of the person.
Og kigger ikke så meget på personens karakter.
But our God,
men vores Gud,
acknowledge achievement.
Han anerkender.
And acknowledge also character.
Han anerkender præstationen, men han anerkender også karakter.
And there are hope for us because Christ is in us.
Og der er håb for os, fordi Jesus er i os.
Because Jesus is the fulfillment of everything.
Fordi Jesus er altings fuldendelse.
And he lives in you.
Og han bor i dig.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Kristus i dig er herlighedens håb.
And God does perfect you, establish you, and strengthen you through Christ.
Og Gud, han fuldender dig, og han styrker dig igennem Jesus.
And it is not just happening anyhow.
Og det sker bare ikke.
Because God does it for the day of perfection when Jesus is going to come back. Until that day we are perfected.
Og indtil den dag hvor Jesus kommer tilbage, der er han ved at fuldende os.
Let us have like the apostle Paul this in mind.
Lad os huske på det her ligesom apostlen Paulus.
I am not to his standard yet. I mean the apostle Paul I'm not to his standard. I'm below him.
Jeg er ikke helt på Paulus' standard.
But he said that he was still holding on and running for the prize.
Men han sagde, at han holdt fast og han løb hen imod målet.
And at the point of his life he said, I have finished the race.
Og så sagde han på et tidspunkt, jeg har fuldendt løbet.
I mean, wouldn't you like to say that at the end of your life, I have finished the race?
Kunne du ikke godt tænke dig at sige det, når dit liv er overstået, jeg har fuldendt løbet.
I have finished the race.
Jeg har fuldendt løbet.
I have received my crown.
Jeg har fået min krone.
I want to live my life with that perspective.
Jeg vil gerne leve mit liv med det perspektiv.
With the hands of God.
Med Guds hænder.
God, that is a God of provision.
Gud er en Gud af forsørgelse.
Do you see the provision of God in your life?
Kan du se Guds forsørgelse?
Does he bring you to a place of praise to him?
Går det der til at prise ham?
The leadership of God.
Guds lederskab.
How God together with me is leading me in my life.
Hvordan Gud sammen med mig leder mig i mit liv.
Taking on my ideas.
Og lytter til mine ideer.
Building up together with me my life.
Og bygger mit liv sammen med mig.
In a relation.
I en relation.
And how God is modeling, shaping my character.
Og hvordan Gud han former min karakter.
To make something beautiful out of it.
For at lave noget smukt ud af det.
And really take time in the detail.
Og virkelig tage tid til detaljer.
To really work it out.
For at gøre det flot.
May God bless you in these three dimensions.
Må Gud velsigne dig på alle de her tre punkter.
Let the hand of God provide for you.
Lad Guds hånd sørge for dig.
Let the hand of God lead you.
Lad Guds hånd lede dig.
And let the hand of God shape you.
Og lad Guds hånd forme dig.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne dig.
Tak for budskabet. Det var virkelig noget brugbart. Tak skal du have, Maurice. Og tak, Anne, fordi du gjorde det super godt. Vi skal nu lytte til en sang. Og det er Potterman's Hænder hedder den på engelsk. Og jeg har valgt at spille den på engelsk, og så kommer teksten på dansk ved siden af. Og mens den bliver spillet, så lader ordene bundfælder sig i os, og det er så en sang, der, som jeg har hørt den for mange år siden, og den er lige aktuel i dag. Værsgo, Finn.
Yeah.